I guess we need at least one wrist slitter, huh? Okay, I'll do that. Let me do this request here, and then we'll do Dublin Blues and see what happens. We're just going one song at a time at this point. There is absolutely no thread. Go ahead and do this one like you do. My father had a Randall knife, and my mother gave it to him. When he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. Well, my father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Now, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. Ah, the knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rules. You know, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. Broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. He put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word one. And there it slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years, sort of like Excalibur. Except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. No, I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty, but he deserved a better tear. Not quite ready. Took his ashes out to sea and poured them off the stern, and then threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. When we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. My hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. I found a tear for my father's life and all that stood for. Thanks. You guys are really sweet. Well, as I said, we've had a hell of a time.